What's up, everybody? We want to welcome everybody to the first ever Best Podcast. Say hello to our 10 listeners that we're going to have out there, which is pretty much going to be all probably our family and our friends. So solid following that we've got out there. We've got Eddie, Jason, Landon, I'm Larry. Will couldn't make it because he's a piece of shit. First podcast ever. He decided to skip out, use his homework as an excuse. And I think we all know that ain't nobody doing nothing for school right now with Corona. So he must have had something better to do. Anyway, on to topics. First thing, I think, Jason, you had said you wanted to talk about when we decided we were going to do a podcast is you wanted to talk about our forever long argument about the Joker.
Yeah, let's cut right into that debate.
So basically what we're going to do here is we're going to do our Mount Rushmore of Joker portrayals, you know, top 1 to 4 of the best of the fourth best Joker performances. I have a feeling we're going to have some debate on this one. So just to throw a little wild card in it, why don't you go first, Landon?
Oh, all right. So I only know 3 Jokers. So I just wrote down those 3 and then I looked up like the best Joker and I put that as my 4th one because I don't know what the 4th Joker is. So number 1 I have Heath Ledger. Because like we're doing the most accurate Joker depictions, right?
Well, no, your favorite. It's your opinion. It's your opinion.
Yeah, no, my favorite, yeah, Heath Ledger. But a close second is Joaquin Phoenix, just because I just loved the Joker movie. It was so, I thought his portrayal was really good. I really liked it. And then I had to put in 3rd, Jared Leto. I don't like him at all, but that's the only other Joker I've actually seen. Like I can't put anyone else there because I haven't seen anyone else. So yeah, I did put Jared Leto as 3rd, and as my 4th one got Cameron Monaghan.
Cameron Monaghan, the guy from the Gotham TV show.
Yeah,
who the hell watches that?
Yeah, nobody.
I didn't even know they had a Joker.
They waited till like the last season to do it. That was like their big reveal for the season finale was who the Joker was. All right. As much as I hate to do this, I guess, Jason, why don't you go ahead and give us your shit list?
Hey, so let's be real here. I think everyone agrees that Heath Ledger is ultimately going to be number 1 on everyone's list.
Well, we'll negative. See.
Negative. Yeah.
So we're 2 for 2 with Heath Ledger being numero uno. It doesn't matter. Just because they don't include something in a movie doesn't mean it's the it's not the most accurate. What's left to the imagination is what's important. But I definitely believe Joaquin Phoenix is 2nd, Jack Nicholson is 3rd, and then rounding out 4th is gotta be Zach Galifianakis.
You've never even played Lego Batman.
Is that the Lego Joker?
He's doing that to be a dipshit. Just so he wouldn't have to put Jared Leto in the list at all.
Believe me, Jared Leto never hits my list, no matter how
If you at least did any research at all, you would have known you would have put Mark Hamill at least above Zach Galifianakis.
Mark Hamill actually would be the 4th for me. I just wanted to throw that one out there just for fun.
Mark
Hamill actually did a great job on the
TV Mark Hamill is like games. My 2nd.
He was good in the games for sure. But
well, he was also in the TV show, the animated.
Well, I didn't watch the show, but I did play the games and I liked him in those. But yeah, Heath Ledger is for sure number 1. Don't get me wrong, Joaquin Phoenix did a great job, but Heath Ledger is his is something for the ages. So that's my list.
All right, Eddie, go ahead and.
So I'm going to actually come in here with. I thought about this long and hard.
Work.
I thought about long and hard things.
Joaquin is actually my 4th pick, and only as an honorable mention because he did do a great job. But the movie Joker actually isn't about Joker. It's about Arthur Fleck.
Mm-hmm. The origin story. Wait,
it's like not even an origin story. It's literally only about Arthur Fleck. He's only the Joker for the last like 5 minutes.
Then why didn't they name it the movie Arthur Fleck?
Well, because it's about him turning into the Joker, but the movie itself is not about the Joker. It's about Arthur Fleck.
So I'm understanding that Jason doesn't agree with your reasoning.
I didn't say that.
The sarcasm, disdain in your question said otherwise.
He's just an asshole. It's just in his blood, and it's not so like he's trying.
He's only as an honorable mention in mine. My other three, I got Heath at the top because obviously, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think anybody will ever dispute that.
Well, we'll see.
Mark Hamill is my second because, I mean, if you've ever played the games or watched the series or anything, he probably, in my opinion, is the most accurate portrayal of the Joker. The way he delivers stuff, the way he plays the character, I think is the most accurate as far as to comic book. And then Jack Nicholson, just because the original Batman will always be a gem.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you're just doing top three.
Joaquin as my fourth as an honorable mention.
Literally snubbing him and calling him an honorable mention. That's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
So interesting take.
Listen. I thought the Joker was incredible. Joker was probably one of the better movies of last year, and Joaquin did incredible. But by definition, it's not a movie about the Joker.
Just
it's
only by title, name, and intent.
Character,
Listen. They have to have the Joker. If they named it Arthur Fleck, nobody's going to see the fucking movie. But if they name it Joker, everyone's going to go see it. But if you actually watch the movie, he's only the Joker for the last like 5 minutes.
All right.
So let's hear the next list. Yeah, let's finish this.
No. Fuck. Okay.
All right. So I'm just going to go ahead and throw out number one of all time is Joaquin.
Oh.
Number one of all time. I believe that he was the Joker. He was a clown as his job, as his career.
1 hour later.
I still think that his portrayal, his actual portrayal of the character and what he was trying to do with the character was the best of them all.
Shockingly, I can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Eddie?
I bet I can disagree with your second one,
though. I mean,
oh, yeah, it's true.
All right. So
let's hear the full list. Let's hear the full list. Yeah, let's just rattle them off.
Number two. It's actually going to be a shock to you guys. My number two is Jack Nicholson.
Okay. That's all. That's respectable.
Yeah, because it's your second one too.
Well, I say that only because, and I will wholeheartedly admit, there's probably a lot of nostalgia in that vote.
2 hours later.
Anyway, that Joker to me is number two. Now is when we're gonna start getting into some disagreement, I think. So when we're talking about the actual, my personal opinion portrayal of the Joker, my number three is Jared Leto.
Mm-hmm. Stupid. No. Mm-hmm. So stupid.
And
you went through
go ahead, give your reason.
I was going to say, he went through a long-winded explanation of one and two. I hope to God there's as much defensible material for number three.
There is.
It's okay. Just going to be illogical and nonsense, but yes, go ahead.
So first of all, the Suicide Squad movie itself was not the best comic book movie ever written, by far.
Yeah, by far.
There was parts of it.
Some might say the worst, but...
I don't know if I go as far as to say the worst, but there are parts of it. I think
3 hours later.
I tried to forget about him after I saw this, so no, I did not read about it.
And then my number four is Heath Ledger.
I can't believe he makes another list.
I'm shocked. The same thing.
Well, there's a reason why, because I don't know that I've seen any other Joker's.
So basically,
I didn't see the Lego Batman. I didn't see the Batman animated series. I didn't think about the video games, to be honest with you. The Joker that was in Arkham Asylum actually did a pretty good job.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, for a game. I don't know if it was pretty good.
Here's my defense of putting Heath Ledger at the bottom of the list.
One eternity later.
And it was in his eyes. Heath Ledger, he's just not that good of an actor.
My God. Larry, I did make a note actually as you were rattling off your comments about why Jared Leto's terrible. And you said he was in there for 4 minutes, about 4 minutes. And yet in 4 minutes, the world agrees that he's still the worst. So you're telling me we didn't even give him the opportunity to sully the entire movie with his performance, but literally only took 4 minutes and he's still the worst Joker.
Hey, listen, I can't speak for the sheep in the world and everyone that follows each other with their opinions and stuff. I can only give you my original opinion.
Yeah, Eddie was talking about how Joaquin Phoenix only had 5 minutes of Joker time. He had 5 minutes of screen time. Like Jared Leto didn't. Like, yeah, how do you put him?
I put Joaquin Phoenix as my number one.
No. Yeah. But how is he's on my list too, but that's just by default because I haven't seen any other Joker movies.
Well, and that's the reason why Heath Ledger's on mine.
Oh my God. It's absurd. Okay. It's absurd.
None of the points are valid in any way. Literally everything you have said about why Jared Leto is the best. Heath Ledger did it in the movie. He did it first and he did it better. Multiple times he literally carves people's faces. He burns a pile of like a million dollars. What did Jared Leto do besides drive fast?
I'm sorry, I fell asleep in your explanation of
what did Jared Leto do besides drive fast?
Yeah, he drove fast in a Lambo. He did drive.
What, okay, what about that is criminal? He has a Lambo and he's driving fast.
How is
that insane? Literally, you can go to fucking Vegas and there's probably a strip somewhere where somebody's driving fast.
That's true.
In a Lambo,
and they're probably insane.
I would doubt that. If I had a Lamborghini, you bet your ass I spent $200K on it. I'm gonna drive fast in it. That's why I spent $200K on it.
That's actually pretty accurate too.
That's not insane. That's just why you buy the car. It's fast. Use it for its ability to be fast and flashy. It's flashy too.
I don't know. I fell asleep in your description of.
You probably should have listened because
did you fall asleep during Suicide Squad and just dream that it was good?
Yeah, I just thought that it was good.
He woke up and was like, "Oh yeah, that was really." And never watched it again. Do you own the physical copy of Suicide Squad?
Yes, you do.
I know for a fact you do.
All right, pictures or it doesn't exist.
I'm about to go find one. I know for a fact you do. You lent it. I think you lent it to Jason. I don't know if Jason ever gave it back to
me.
I think so. I could be wrong because you were asking about the movie. It was before you had seen it.
Oh, obviously. You know what? I think you did. I did give it back because why would I keep that? But.
I know for a fact you have a copy. I don't know if it's in the house.
You know what? I think that's the movie that broke the Blu-ray player in my Xbox. Now that you say that.
Sounds about right.
I think my Xbox gave up and
when you shove a pile of shit into machinery, it usually doesn't respond very well.
It's true.
You guys are absolutely shitting on the fact that he's even on his list.
Well, there's just hey, so listen, many.
I stand by my list. I'm not embarrassed. I'm good with it. So let's just go ahead and transition into the Batman movies because I have a feeling we're going to have some healthy debates about that as well.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start this time since I was last to go last time. So my number one is The Dark Knight Rises, and there's a couple reasons for that. Well, so I will go ahead and tell you, I think Christian Bale was a terrible Batman. But since we're talking about Batman movies, the movie itself, I think that the Bane character is actually one of the better comic book villains that I've seen in a movie. And he, in my opinion, made that entire movie. My number two is actually the original Batman, the Tim Burton, Jack Nicholson, Michael Keaton Batman. When I was a kid, my uncle, I'd stayed with my uncle and my aunt in Ohio, and they actually had it on VHS. And it was the only decent movie they had on VHS. They had like Bridges of Madison County, a bunch of bullshit. And so I think I watched that movie at least once every day the whole summer that I was up there.
You watch Bridges of Madison County every day?
Well, I didn't, but I probably should have. Probably would have had a much different attitude than I have now. I think that's the first place I ever masturbated. Just go ahead and throw that fun fact out there.
The true fondness of Batman is revealed.
Well, I don't know that it was Batman that I did it to, but I do have this.
I'm not sure. It's a little hazy.
It could have been.
I remember that was about the time I was starting to, you know, like discover myself and
like, your
I feel like I was watching something and just like, you know, hardcore, had the door open and everything. Had my hand in my pants and I have that memory for that summer. But anyway. So side notes to my Batman.
Your love of Batman.
Number three is the Ben Affleck portrayal of Batman in Batman versus Superman.
God, jeez. Okay.
And I don't have a number four.
Batman Begins, Dark Knight, like nope. Fucking.
Nope. Oh, man, I don't even remember your list. Nope. All I remember is the fact that your first sexual experience
was the same summer that I watched Batman every day. Maybe there's a correlation there.
There's got to be a correlation somewhere.
Wow, all right, Jason. Man,
it's amazing. So Christian Bale, number one, which would be The Dark Knight. I mean, let's be real. I mean, it's one of the best Batman movies ever. Michael Keaton's my number two in OG Batman. Don't start yawning yet. The OG Batman, 1989 Batman, Michael Keaton.
I can get down with that.
That's great. I love Michael Keaton. I wish he would return to form in some kind of fashion with comedy or something.
Let's be honest though, that Batman series, you want to talk about a Batman series that fucking went from gold to shit. Batman number two, but Jesus Christ, they fucked
yeah, so,
the whole series.
So, well, yeah, so the second one was the one with Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But and then the third one. Would you count the third one? Is that not where they brought George Clooney in, who is also on my list as number three?
You're fucking lying. <Just kidding. laughs> I was going to say, Jesus Christ, we're going to end the podcast if you put any of those movies in the fucking list.
Mr. Freeze? Come on, man.
Jesus Christ. That was the fourth one, actually. The third one was the one with the Riddler as Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah, Jim Carrey.
And Two-Face was...
Val Kilmer was the fourth movie.
Tommy Lee Jones, thank you, yes.
I don't necessarily have a number three, but I will say Adam West from the original Batman, only because it has nothing to do with him. Because Robin, the guy that played Robin, it was Burt something, like Burt Ward, I think it was his name. I remember hearing that they asked him to take pills to shrink his dong because it was too big for TV. So I respect the portrayal. I don't think
there's pills that make your dong smaller, but I appreciate the fact that they thought there were.
Well, it was 1966, so. Yeah. But
is that what they were giving?
I don't know. But I swear I heard that somewhere. I'm going to go with him as my number three. I don't have a number four just because I don't I don't want to necessarily grace anybody else, especially what's his face from Batman versus Superman. My God, what a load of crap.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Oh,
I will say this about Adam, the Adam West Batman. He at least made it okay for anybody to be Batman. Like, you didn't have to be
in shape. You don't have to be ripped. Your suit could be ill-fitting. Yeah.
Just fucking put on a fucking sheet and sew it to yourself. And yeah.
Yep. Yep. He gave kids everywhere the opportunity to be Batman.
I would compare him to Steph Curry. You can suck and still be great.
Still be known.
Well, we lost all our black audience right then.
Steph Curry's not black.
I mean, I think by definition he is. He has made it into the NBA, and his complexion is mocha brown. So by your argument,
you have to be black to make it to the NBA.
By my argument, you probably have a better chance of if you are black to get in the NBA than if you are
white. The best player in the NBA right now is white, though.
That is what? Well, who?
Luka.
I wouldn't call him white.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Please can I pull up a picture of Luka Doncic.
He is white, but he's like European white. Like he's got a
he's Slovakian.
Slovakian so white. That even, makes even him worse.
Like super white.
He's Slovenian.
Yeah.
So that makes him super white.
But he's not white in the traditional sense. When you say white in America, what? Everybody thinks you're saying a white American. I would not call him white. I would call him Slovakian.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
He's Caucasian.
Caucasian.
I don't know Eddie's definition of
I
white.
I would call him Caucasian. I'm interested in
Eddie's racial definitions. What is white? What is black?
So if you say white in America, nobody's going to think European.
But we all are European.
I agree. I'm not disputing that. I concur with what you're saying. But I'm saying if you say it in America, nobody's going to say that you or nobody's going to think European.
I think that's potatoes and batata. Like, I don't know that.
I don't know how to have this conversation.
I don't either. I don't know if I can. I don't know if there's an argument here or just.
I'm not arguing. I think it's dumb. I'm just saying that's what happens. That's why I wouldn't call him white.
If I say a white dude,
I posted a picture of him in this feed.
And I don't know. I'm going to tell you right now. I could ask my wife, and I can say, "Hey, what color is that guy?" And she would say, "That's a white dude." It doesn't matter if he's Slovenian, Slovakian, Eastern European, Western European. It doesn't matter. He's still a white dude. He's still Caucasian.
I'm not disputing that. That's not what I'm saying.
So let me ask you this. So like Joel Embiid, he's not black?
No, he's black.
But he's not from America. Black.
He's African, actually, more than anything else.
But yeah, so he's not black because he's not from America.
No, that's absolutely not.
He's black, but he's not black.
Oh, come on, man.
I would not call him black.
Based on your arguments. Well, you said that Luka's white, like.
Yeah, but the technical definition of black is African American, which
he's not American.
Already in the name. But yeah, he's African.
So he's not black.
But he is black, yes.
No, he's African.
No, he's black. Well, he's African, but he's also black.
Are we supposed to be talking about this?
No, we're supposed to be talking about that.
I don't even know whose list it is.
All right.
Was this Mount Rushmore list?
Mount Rushmore races, go. What's your number one race?
There's only one correct answer, and that's the human race.
Oh, nicely
Jesus
played.
Jesus Christ. I'm just going to go ahead.
The only race is NASCAR, prove me wrong.
What is that?
All right. We're talking about the best races.
Oh, Landon went super cheese.
God bless.
All right, Eddie.
Let Landon go. I have a.
Please don't. Okay. All right. So, my number one movie is The Dark Knight, just because it's my number one movie.
Can I just add that Jason posted a picture? I didn't recognize the fact that I can see the outline of the guy's dong in his trunks.
It does cast a nice shadow.
I didn't catch that when you posted. I was just thinking we were just posting the Robin, and I didn't catch the contours of the trunks.
In context, so do you guys remember the Batman or not Batman, the Superman Returns movie?
Yes, where they had to
CGI that dude's penis because it was so big.
Well, it wasn't his penis; it was his package. I mean, like, he didn't have his dick flopping. They were like, "We got to cut that shit."
Some just get the whole package.
That's probably not an accurate depiction of what it looked like in the movie.
Can you please describe what someone is seeing here, please?
Well, they're going to see it. So we're recording a video of the Discord chat, so they're going to see it. Okay. So for those of you who aren't seeing it on YouTube, it is the Superman that Eddie was describing, with about a 14-inch flaccid penis going down his leg. It is a very large bulge. It looks like he has a snake loose. I would also like to point out that apparently his balls are above his cock. He got the beans above the franks, and I'm not sure how he did that. Okay, sorry, Lane. I didn't mean to interrupt your...
back to my list. Number two, I have The Dark Knight Rises. I just thought it was a good movie. I haven't actually seen The Batman Begins. I wanted to see it. I haven't seen it, though. I don't know what it's about or anything.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at some penises.
Why did you just
don't moan? Worry about it, just go ahead.
Why did you moan?
I laughed.
I'm just looking at some penises.
I laughed. I didn't moan.
Wait, can I get confirmation? You literally went, sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at some penises. All right, continue.
All right. Then again, I haven't seen any other Batman movies besides those two. So, well, and Batman versus Superman. That's why that's number three.
All right, Eddie.
Okay. So,
are you done looking at penises? You sounded relieved. am I wrong?
No.
There was like a finishing sound. Like that?
No, that's what I was saying. He like moaned. That's what I was talking about.
Right. Clearly, the attraction to Batman must run in some sort of family blood. There.
All right. So I'm just gonna crack down. So it's number one, Dark Knight.
Absolutely.
Explains itself. Number two, the original Batman, Michael Keaton.
For sure.
Explained itself. Number three, I'm actually going to go with a wild card. I'm going to go with Batman Begins. I rewatched that recently. It wasn't as bad as I remember it. It actually, Ra's al Ghul, I thought was somewhat of an interesting character. Scarecrow was in it for 2 seconds.
So Liam Neeson is a shit actor. Can we all agree on that?
No. Yeah. No.
No. Name a movie that he actually silence. Acts.
Silence. It's a Martin Scorsese movie that came out about 2016. It's on some weird.
So here's the problem that we have now, Jason, is that Eddie's big film guy in the industry and all that, and so he watches all this obscure artistic bullshit that no one else knows about.
Okay,
so
listen,
he's going to be throwing out all kinds of references.
No. No.
He's talking about.
No, so silence basically is about the Christians going over to Japan and trying to bring their religion to Japan, and they end up getting like murdered for it.
Is Liam Neeson white?
anyways, it's got Liam Neeson. It has Adam Driver. It has Garfield in it. I can't remember.
Garfield?
The cat? No.
It's like an animated cat running around.
The dude who was Spider-Man, and he was in Hacksaw Ridge. Andrew Garfield, that's his name.
I don't know who that is.
He was in Hacksaw Ridge, and he was the second Spider-Man. Second Spider-Mans were terrible, but that movie is really good.
Who was he in the second Spider-Man?
he was Spider-Man, like in the second iteration of Spider-Man. Like the Amazing Spider-Man's. He wasn't good in that. He was pretty good in Hacksaw Ridge.
Martin Scorsese directed that one, huh?
That's what I said. Yeah.
So basically, it was 16 hours long.
It was actually fairly short for one of his movies. It was like 2.5.
I've never heard of this movie.
I hadn't either until I saw it, but it's actually pretty good. Fourth pick, Batman Forever. And I'll tell you why.
Wait. Is that the fucking Val Kilmer one?
Yes. It's the Riddler.
George Clooney?
No.
Tell me who's the enemies in that movie, because I get them.
It's Riddler and Two-Face is that one. For two reasons. One, Seal, because that song is incredible.
Oh my god. What song?
Kiss from a Rose? Are you kidding me?
They didn't make that song for that movie.
Yes, they did. They made that song for that movie. Look it up. I promise.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. I promise you. Look up the original video. It is about Batman. I promise you. Second reason, you can watch that movie and always learn something new.
But I'm gonna reach out and say that that's accurate.
That song would not have been what it is without Batman Forever.
Oh my god!
I'm just gonna say that.
So you're telling me that song didn't chart in '94? I'll be honest. I wasn't expecting when we talked about our best Batman and Joker that Seal would come into the picture. So I'm a little short on my Seal knowledge.
Oh, it's not a good movie. It's not a good movie.
Look how many user ratings there are. There are 608,000 user ratings.
And it's got a 32%.
I would never say it. Okay, here. I got the chart right in front of me. In 1994.
All right, Ross Perot, give us some fucking charts here.
In 1994.
Oh, wow.
In Australia. I'm just gonna go down. No, this is
the fuck are we talking about?
Are Australians white?
No,
right, exactly.
No,
they're not American. They're not American.
So they're not white either.
Listen, in 1994.
Several days later.
I'm not gonna lie. I sort of zoned out when reading off.
My point is suck it.
Did you prove a point to us?
My point was that song would be nothing without the movie, and I was correct. Right. Hey, in Australia, Kiss from a Rose was certified platinum.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, when?
I don't know when. It's just certified platinum.
No. When did I ask?
Wow, nicely done. I've not experienced that one before. I am impressed.
Wait, what? I missed it. What happened?
He fucking slammed you. That's what happened.
Yeah, you can listen to it back.
I understand.
All right, ad hoc, real quick. Ad hoc, Mount Rushmore, best cat women.
The only one I remember is Halle Berry,
and she wasn't good.
Who was the other
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer was probably number one.
Anne Hathaway.
I'm going on record saying they're all.
Oh, Anne Hathaway. She wasn't cat. Was she Catwoman?
Yeah, she was Catwoman.
She was a cat burglar. Yeah, but she wasn't like. "Quote unquote Catwoman," was
doesn't
she?
Matter. They're all terrible. I'm going on record saying that.
Well, no.
So you would rather see Garfield, the actual cat, like we talked about earlier.
I think Andrew Garfield would make a better Catwoman than Mr. Catwoman. Yes,
he has a bigger package. I would imagine.
Probably.
That's all you look at,
and that's all I want to see. Okay, here, hot topic.
That was an interesting segue.
That was a nice segue.
Hot topic. There needs to be more dicks in movies, yes or no?
Oh, yes, 100%. Yeah.
Thank you.
Swing as much as you. Dong. That's not a hot topic.
It's always funny. Dong is always funny.
It definitely in comedy movies, especially.
There always needs to be more Dong in movies.
Why does everybody hate Grandpa Joe and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I don't know.
Because he's a jerk.
If you watch it again, he is like an old fucker.
And he's faking being in bed, bringing him porridge. But is he white?
No, he's not American.
Wait,
yeah, he is.
Was that an American movie? That wasn't shot in America.
No, that was British. Like, but he's American. European. I'm pretty sure he's not British. Everyone else was British. Charlie was British, I think.
Well, Gene Wilder's not British.
Who's Gene Wilder?
Oh my God! The original Willy Wonka.
Oh yeah. Who did a better Willy Wonka?
Listen, you're about to go down a fucking path, Eddie, that's going to get you hurt. Because if anyone ever defended Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka.
Agreed.
Me angels.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if there was another one.
There wasn't another one. But I was just curious as to what our 10 listeners thought. 1 out of 10 people like Johnny Depp is what I've heard.
I don't dislike Johnny Depp. I just don't seek out his movies per se.
I think he's a horrible actor.
Also, hold on. The original Nightmare on Elm Street. No, Nightmare on Elm Street. That was like his first movie. He dies in it. So, Larry, you would probably like it.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Any movie like where Rihanna dies, I'm game.
Rihanna dies?
Yeah.
She dies in Nightmare on Elm Street?
I was just throwing that fact out there, completely unrelated to any topic that we talked about. Okay. I just let you know I like movies where Rihanna dies.
Okay.
Thank
There's
you.
Only one movie that I know where that happens. So
she'd make a good target for a sniper.
I mean,
that forehead, Jesus Christ.
I don't know, because the sun would probably reflect pretty bright off of it.
I was thinking like ad but space more than up. Anything. What happened to her? Does she make music anymore? I don't think she makes music, does she? Hold on. I guess you could argue that she never did, but is she still putting out albums?
I don't know.
Let's hope not. All right, I got one. What's the one thing that you're the most embarrassed or not proud of?
The fact that my dad can't speak a word. That's one.
That he's illiterate. That he's fucking illiterate.
I'll start with you, Eddie.
No, I just gave you mine.
I literally missed the question. I couldn't understand it.
What's the number one thing that you're most embarrassed about or that you're the least proud of? So I was asking Eddie, but I guess he's going to defer.
I told you mine.
But anyway, what about you, Jason? You close out the podcast for us.
Honestly, when you said the most embarrassing moment, that's...
want to thank everybody that listened. If you guys can, just subscribe to us. We're going to try to put these out once a week. Hopefully, we can have some good content for you. I think we had some good stuff today. Maybe one day we'll show up.
Jesus.
Day one. Already calling out. Solid.
We thought it would be Jason. We actually talked about this. We said it was going to be Jason, but it's actually Will.
I'll wait for the second episode to depart.
to fuck with us. All right, guys. Well, for Eddie, Jason, Landon, Will, wherever the fuck he is, and me, thanks for listening. See you guys soon.